Public health officials estimate more than 600 Massachusetts residents have stayed in their homes in the past 2 weeks to close themselves off from the public. It's a precaution some are taking in case they're infected with the new coronavirus. This morning, WBUR's Kerry Goldberg looks at what's required to self-quarantine.
Lenny Marcus and his wife have already walked through the scenarios together. What happens if one of them has potentially been exposed to the coronavirus and told to self-quarantine? Marcus is the founding co-director of the National Preparedness Leadership Initiative at Harvard, and he figures he'd bike home from Harvard Square to Brookline.
In the case of my wife, she's going to walk home. And then when you get home, you want to get into a place where you're confined and be ready to be there by yourself without social contact for up to 2 weeks.
In his house, Marcus says there's a family room with a bathroom, so he and his wife figure whoever is exposed to the coronavirus could hole up in there, watch TV, and have food delivered to the door. Discussing these plans can help not just pragmatically, but emotionally, he says.
Because once your mind knows that there's something to do, and you start doing it, you actually calm down.
With little testing available for the virus, self-isolation is a precaution for some people who've traveled to high-risk countries. Dr. Rochelle Walensky of Massachusetts General Hospital thinks that's a good idea. She's the hospital's chief of infectious diseases. Self-isolation is not fun, Walensky says, but it's doable.
What we're really asking you to do is stay in your bedroom, stay in a sort of small area that won't infect other people, use your own towels, clean your surfaces, use your own bathroom, really just be careful.
If there are visitors, it's the person who's self-isolating who should wear a mask, not the visitors, Walensky says.
If you want to have the pizza delivered, have the pizza delivered and leave the 20 under the door and then pick up your pizza. Like those things I think are really reasonably okay.
Some people might see self-quarantine as stigmatized in a Typhoid Mary way, Walensky says.
But one could also say, like, thank you. This is like a total pain in the neck. It's really hard. It's really isolating, literally. And thank you, because what you're doing is trying to protect me. And I think that that's really, really important to understand.
And could become even more important to understand if the number of Massachusetts residents in self-quarantine grows in the coming weeks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.